This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.
Beautiful music right here on Colourful Radio from the 1970s. The Spinners, or as we affectionately know them, the Detroit Spinners. And I'm glad to say, as promised, I have two of the original members of the Spinners on the line. Let's first of all talk to Bobby Smith. Bobby, good afternoon to you, sir. Or should I say good morning and down your neck of the woods, I guess. Are you in the beautiful sunshine state of Florida right now?
Yes, I am. And I'm just sitting here grooving with you, man.
Well, it's
I'll be around. Have me in a groove there.
That's right, man. One of your
And before that,
I'm coming home. Before that was I'm Coming Home. What a classic record that was as well. One of my favorites.
Yeah, that brought back memories, you know, from the documentary When We Were King. And that we performed that song in that documentary.
That's right. And we've
and
also got... Sorry to cut you off. It's a strange digital delay on the line here. We've also got Henry Famber from the group. I guess, Henry, you're up in Detroit. Is that right? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thank you. It's it really is an honor to speak to you guys. I'll tell you why, because you guys are the pioneers, you know, and you whenever I see you guys kind of formation dancing from an old piece of footage, it just puts a shiver up my spine. And I try and tell my son, this is how it used to be done. This is how it really should be done, you know?
Well, thank you so much. We enjoy it, yeah.
So let's talk about this DVD that's coming out here in the UK very soon. It's called Soul Power, and... First of all, let's set the scene, because 1974, you guys were involved in a momentous world-beating event. Muhammad Ali took on George Foreman in a huge boxing match, which was just hype beyond anything we'd known around about those times. It was called The Rumble in the Jungle, and When We Were Kings, of course, was the documentary right. film that was made around that. And there was so much footage that the director decided to go and make a sequel to that called Soul Power because of the music festival that was around it. Tell me, let me ask Bobby, what was it like being, you know, involved in that festival? For one thing, why was it, remind us why the whole thing took place in Zaire?
Well, actually, it was great to be a part of that, and I think Muhammad Ali... To him, it was like homecoming. You know, he fought a people over the whole world, and they decided to put this together because it's never been done before. And the purpose of the entertainment part of it, it was supposed to have been the fight and the concert, and it was supposed to be made into a movie at that time, but... For whatever reason, it never developed into a movie. So maybe, 20 years later, they made a documentary When We Were King, and the producer won an award for that documentary. And just some of the acts that were involved was Spinners, James Brown, Sister Sledge, Pointer Sisters, Bill Withers, and so... It was a great variety and a great experience for us, and we were at Muhammad Ali's camp, and we sparred around with him, and you know, we just had a great time. So George Foreman was injured before the fight, so they canceled the fight, but they went on with the concert.
Right.
And later they made the documentary about it, When We Were King, and now you got a new version out.
And what was scheduled first, the fight or the concert?
Well, the fight was first.
The fight was first, and then
was at it.
And Don King wanted to put some great music around it. And looking at the trailer, Henry, I mean, one thing I got from it was the fact that you really, all you guys, everyone that was involved, really felt going to Africa was a spiritual journey, a homecoming, so to speak.
Right. We were very excited about going to Africa because that was the very first time that we had a chance to go to Africa.
Yeah.
And when they put that the entertainment part of it together with that James Brown and 20 Sisters of Spinners and, you know, and everybody, it was like, just like you said, we going back to the motherland and get a chance to meet the African people and see part of the country that we've never seen before, and
the music was so charged as well, wasn't it, because of that?
Yes, yes, it was. Because, I remember the night of the concert, we had a like over 100,000 people in the stadium, you know.
Wow.
And we did the I'm Coming Home thing, and we ended the show with we did a song called Mighty Love, and we usually go in the audience and shake hands with people. And so on that particular night, we went into the audience, and it looked like Bobby was talking before, and then like 100,000 people come down to meet us, you know. And so it was kind of tedious there for a minute, but it wasn't anything to get excited about or anything scary, because it was all about love, and people just loved us, and everything was, you know, real good.
And Bobby, Muhammad Ali, he was, to me, he was the original rapper, you know, and you really get the you really get the lyrics and everything. Yeah. Hanging out with Muhammad Ali must have been big fun.
Oh yeah, we was at his training camp, and we played around, and he did motions, what he's going to do on in the fight, and we did a sparring thing in the ring with him, and Alice put the gloves on, and Muhammad Ali was acting real serious, like, I'm going to get you. And Felipe was like, back it out. Well, wait a minute, man. This is fun, you know. But they took a great shot. Muhammad Ali faking a knockout, like Felipe knocked him out. And I was in the ring. I was a referee holding my hand up. And they took a great shot of that. It looked so real, but Muhammad Ali, you know, he's a good actor, so he faked it like Felipe knocked him down, you know.
And we talk about Felipe Wynn, of course.
Right.
Yeah, it was great just being able to hang out with him and spend some time with him. And, you know, we became good friends. And so, you know, it was a great experience being in Africa. I had food I never had before, like bear steaks and, you know, wild game and stuff like that. So it was a great experience for us.
It's fantastic. And I guess you've seen the footage. And the director, I thought it was interesting, the director, Jeffrey Levy Hintz, kind of said, you know, there was so much footage when we came to make When We Were Kings that we had to cut so much footage out around the music festival and just concentrate on the boxing for the first one, that if I'd have not come back and made, you know, Soul Power, I would have been complicit in covering up this footage, because it's just so strong and such a powerful archive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we haven't seen it.
You haven't actually seen it?
No, because
actually, they sent us a DVD, but our equipment here in the States, I guess, is different. We weren't able to play it on the computer, and our manager was supposed to get us the copy, so we never got it in time. So we haven't seen the new version, which I hear is fantastic, and
wow,
I'm waiting to see it. But
yeah, wow.
I input what we remember is when we were kings and the experience being in Africa. But I'm just waiting to see it, and I'm sure some of the things in there that we would remember. And like I heard a song you play a few minutes ago, I'm Coming Home, and that was one of the songs I remember that we did, and it was the song that was shown in When We Were Kings.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I hope you guys get to see the footage pretty quick, because you're a big part of it, of course. We're chatting to Bobby Smith and Henry Fambra, two original members of the Spinners, the Detroit Spinners. And are you guys still performing in any way, or are you just completely retired now?
Oh, yeah. We're
still performing.
We just got home last night.
Oh, cool.
We just came home. We were performing in Upper Michigan at the casino up there. And we're still on the road. We're on the road by 75% of the year.
Fantastic.
And we're waiting to get back to the UK to see you guys. We were there last year in Liverpool, and we have a new CD out over there, too. It was released a couple months ago called Are You Ready for Love? And I think you guys are familiar with that, because Elton John had a number one hit, I heard, on Are You Ready for Love? And we did it together with Elton John.
Fantastic.
But he released his version of the song there in the UK, and I heard it was number one, but it's a great song, and we just released the album over there, and it's the title of the album, Are You Ready for Love? So now you have our version of it there, and hopefully we see you guys soon.
Well, we're just getting ready to give you some love when you get here, man, because you are the pioneers. You are one of the greatest groups ever, and I'll be looking out for you when I get my copy of Soul Power, the sequel to When We Were Kings, and it's all about the music that surrounded the big Rumble in the Jungle. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to Bobby Smith and to Henry Framber. Thanks, guys, for taking part in the program tonight.
Okay, Chris.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.